Yesterday morning, I woke up with the thoughts of how good God is. I try to thank God for His blessings to me every morning before my feet hit the floor. Sometimes it may seem just like a habit, but yesterday I was just a little extra thankful for God's goodness. I don't know why. I just woke up with a heart full of gratitude. God has chosen to be good to me. Then I read in my daily Bible reading from Titus 3, 4, and 5, but after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. This also caused me to think about the goodness of God. Notice to what that says. After the kindness and love of God appeared. Have you ever stopped to ponder that? Do you ever stop to ponder that God has chosen to be kind to you? And that God chooses to be good to you no matter what? Well, there's a lot that we could say about this passage as we ponder that. But anyway, let's just think about the kindness of God appearing to us. First, the appearance of kindness of God is not according to our works, but according to mercy. Maybe at times we forget that we're really unworthy of the kindness of God. We often do not fulfill the purposes for which we were created. We live our lives for ourselves, focusing on our place in the world. We forget that we were created to bring God glory. Then maybe we even begin to blame God for our condition or question His work in our lives. Yet God still seems to be kind to us. When He would be justified to chasten us for our ungratefulness, He chooses to be kind. How unbelievable is that? And what do we say about the kindness of God? In Romans, Paul described it like this, Romans 2:4, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Paul calls the forbearance and long-suffering of God the riches of His goodness. God is kind to us. He is good in that he blesses us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places because of Christ. Sometimes it's easy to forget the kindness of God. Just remember, in all that we do, God is good to us. He works in us both the will and the do of His good pleasure. He shows mercy to us every morning. And every morning His mercies are new. Great is His faithfulness. The kindness of God appeared to us in the person of Jesus. If we ever question the goodness of God or His kindness, just look at Christ. God sent His Son to display His kindness. He could have left us without hope, but He sent hope in the person of Jesus. We see His kindness throughout the Gospels. If God sent His Son, how will He not with Him also freely give us His goodness and His kindness? Just look for the ways that God's kindness has appeared to you today. You may be overwhelmed by all the examples of God's kindness to you. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your kindness. We thank You for Your love. We feel Your blessings from above. May we never forget the source of all that is good is from above. We thank You that when we think of You, we can think of one who is loving and kind. Help us to keep this in view in our lives and to be filled with joy when we think about Your goodness in our lives. Thank You for Your goodness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.